discussing conspiracies, paranormal, and the strange.
This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any field except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about giants. I can't start when you're doing that, jerk. I am your host, Toby, and alongside me are my friendly co-host. Please introduce yourself, friendly co-host.
Kristen.
Rudy.
And today we are going to have a giant episode. Do y'all get it?
Hardy.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I feel
this
like
episode?
I should have the trombone.
Giant episode.
Today we are talking about giants. Because I fell down a rabbit hole because this was just going to be
Wait, you talking about the football team?
Yes. Today we're talking sports.
Or maybe the San Francisco Giants, the baseball team.
I like the movie Little Giants.
Ooh, yeah.
The Little Giants?
Little Giants.
I like that movie.
Or Big Friendly Giant?
Yeah, yeah.
Big Friggin' Giant. No.
I see that title and I always think of Doom, the BFG.
Oh,
9,000,
yeah.
So, anyway.
Look, I'm about to make Toby happy right here. So, you know how we did the Dirty Blonde Jesus in previous episodes?
Yes, yeah. That's my nickname bestowed upon me from right. Sharky.
So, at work, whenever I'm talking to Robin, which Robin, for anybody out there, she's like this little petite lady with this big blonde hair, and she's so cute, but she's so spunky and like bitchy. And she will not take offense to that. But every time I always say, yeah, Toby, and she's like, oh, yeah, Toby the sexy.
Oh, because
she calls you Toby the sexy.
You know
all
why,
the time.
Right? Because when y'all had that drawing at y'all's work,
I wrote
sexy Toby on my ticket.
On the ticket.
And it actually won. They drew it and they actually saw that I wrote sexy Toby.
My gosh.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, so she always goes, yeah, Toby the sexy.
That's right.
I wear a lot of hats and titles, so, you know, it's Dirty Blonde Jesus, Sexy Toby. I used to wear sexy hats. What's a sexy hat?
Those flat bill hats that are all stored up in the closet now.
Come on now. Anyways, back to giants.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about giants, and what brought this up was we were going to talk about a small case called, the Giants of
Kandahar.
Kandahar?
Yeah.
And I found out that there is a lot more to giants than just being big.
Throughout history.
And I fell down this rabbit hole real bad.
The history of giants is rather huge.
Oh. We're going to have a lot of big giant puns, aren't we?
Oh, I'm planning on it.
I already plan on this getting pretty sexual up in here. And I'm the only girl.
So, yes, the giants. Apparently, giant isn't their technical name.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have to help me with this because you already know where I'm going, right?
The Nephilim?
Nephilim. Okay.
Nephilim, depending on. It's Norse, though, isn't it?
You know, I didn't. It's a Hebrew word. Possibly it's a Hebrew word.
Possibly a Hebrew word.
That's what I found anyways. And it's got several different translation meanings possibly.
Okay.
So I just wrote them all down because I couldn't figure out a for sure one or whatever. So it can translate to those that cause others to fall down, ones who have fallen, just giants. The violent ones, the fallen ones, and the ones falling upon their enemies.
Okay.
So That's what giant means. Nephilim. Nephilim?
Nephilim.
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 Nephil something.
Yes.
So yeah.
Or Nephilim.
Nephilim.
Yeah, that's another way to, I've heard it said. Bless you.
You know, this is going to be a giant sick episode also.
Yeah, everyone's getting allergies are out of control, so.
If you hear us sniff or trying to catch our breath, it's
been a bad week.
Yeah, it's been a rough week. See, I just sniffed. Yeah. Okay, so before we get more into giants, I wanted to talk about us humans. The average American male is around 5'9" high,
mm-hmm.
and they weigh usually about 140 to 180 pounds. Like, it varies between, like, your frame and stuff, but that's what the average is for a 5'9 person, or that's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
The average American female is around 5'3" and weighs between 110 and 150.
Tread lightly.
It's like, I
am a 5'2"-er.
To say, in this area, I don't see those measurements happening very often at all.
Well, womp, I mean... Womp, womp. So, with all that being said, though, the world's tallest man in medical history that we have hard evidence on from the Guinness World Records. His name is Robert Perishing Waldo.
Is that the dude Wadlow? With the glasses? The really, really, really tall dude wearing a suit with the glasses?
You know, I don't... He might be wearing glasses in it. He was born in Alton, Illinois on February 22nd, 1918.
Mm-hmm.
And his last measurement was on June 27th, 1940. And he was 8'11" and weighed about 430 pounds.
That's a big dude.
That is a big dude.
My cousin was 7'11". And I used to hang out with him all the time. And it was pretty funny because, like...
Where'd you used to hang out with him at?
In Oklahoma.
7-Eleven?
Haha, real funny.
Do you think... I think you mean 6'11". 7'11 seems...
No, he was 7'11". Swear to freaking God, he's almost 8 freaking foot.
Does that seem tall?
It seems extraordinarily tall. Yeah.
You think I'm lying?
I don't think you're lying. I just...
His name was
I
Andrew
think you're
Sloan.
Confused.
No, I'm not confused.
Okay, no, okay.
He was like three of me. When I stood next to him, I was like literally to his
knees.
Did
he play basketball?
Nope.
Because that's
what... Oh, wait. Yes, he did.
When someone's tall, you have to... That's the first thing you ask is, do you play basketball?
In high school, he did play basketball. And he played baseball, too.
Interesting. Well, this Robert guy, his giant size was due to a hypertrophy in his pituitary gland. Did I say all that right?
I don't know. I don't know about that first word, the hypertrophy.
Hypertrophy, which means just like it means like very rapid muscle.
Oh, okay.
I want to say, you know, the wrestler Big Show.
Hyper means fast.
You know who I'm talking about, Kristen? Big Show.
Yeah, Big Show.
I think he had that same thing, but he had his operated on, and that's why he finally stopped growing. Something like that.
Who would want to demolish such a great gift?
Because it's bad for your joints.
It's bad for your organs too.
Yeah, it's just all around bad for you to keep growing and growing.
Yeah, you never really stop.
Wish I could choose how tall I wanted to be.
And just say, okay, this is when I want
the
surgery.
Okay, let's stop it here, Doc. This seems good.
So,
do you want to be taller or shorter?
Taller. If I was taller, then my weight would distribute, and I'd be skinnier.
There we go.
All right. Well, shit, then I wish I was about 6 foot taller.
I wish about 8 feet from me. Yeah.
So, back to the Nephilim.
Uh-huh.
They show up in the Bible. Twice, their name anyways, or it's talking about them.
Wasn't Goliath one?
Yeah.
I guess he was, wasn't he?
Goliath was a giant.
Yeah.
David and Goliath.
Huh. That's what I was trying to think of earlier. I was trying to think.
You know what? Nothing I looked up
smite me God
had anything to do with Goliath, but that's a good point.
It's Goliath, yeah. You idiot.
So in Genesis 6:4, the Nephilim were in the earth on those days, and also after that, when the sons and God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bore children of them, the same were the mighty men that were of old, the men of renown. So,
and I'm not going to make fun of you for butchering that, because Bible verses are confusing anyway.
I know, so. That's why I was like, wait a minute, what did I just read?
Yeah.
So
you gotta be a brave person to be a preacher up there, because you look dumb as a motherfucker. Yeah. You're like...
Could you imagine DBJ here preaching? Having to read actual old school Bible verses?
They would have to make a whole nother Bible. They're like, get the typewriter out.
take all the big words out.
let's dumb this down.
We actually made a joke the other night. What did Gibson said something about reading or something, or he made fun of me for something, and he was like, "Yeah, do I need to spell that out for you?" And I was like, "Hope not."
Dang. Wow.
He's like, "That's so mean."
Anyway, let's stop picking on Toby.
Right.
Let's go to the second one that you found.
Well, first off, that passage was basically saying that the Nephilim are the sons of God and the daughters of Adam. So this is also right before Noah's Ark. And one of the theories is that this is due, that the whole Ark, like the flood and everything, uh-huh, was because of the mixing of the sons of God, which I take that as angels, fallen angels.
Yeah, but nobody knows how tall they really were in the Bible, though.
Well,
because
that's
Goliath could have been like a super freaking giant. Because it's not like they're like, "Oh, Eve, who stood all of about 5'2", ate the apple." Like, they could have been giants themselves.
See, right. I was always understood that they were no more than the 8-9 footers. They weren't much larger than humans, but they were enough to really freak people out whenever they did.
Well, see, and that's, yeah. So what I'm taking from this, though, is that it's God's angels,
uh-huh,
the sons of God, and the daughters of man, which would be, you know,
right,
just men. And that's what's caused this giant type creature to exist. So God is mad and he causes the flood. If, you know, that's
right.
That's what I'm taking away from this passage. So then the next one is,
wait, but that's not why he caused the flood. He caused the flood to cleanse the earth of sin.
Right. And one of the sins would be for
crossbreeding.
Yeah. So the next one is Numbers 13:33. Where 10 of the 12... Wait, hold on. I wrote a note here.
Did you plan this out?
Yes.
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, look, he's about to ride my ass or something over there. Look.
Well, yes. No, because you...
He had a note he was going to look at.
Okay. So, I don't know the Bible real well, but I'm going to read what my note says, because I don't remember what it was talking about. I wasn't raised right. I didn't read the Bible growing up. So Numbers 13:33, where 10 of the 12 spies report that they have seen fearsome giants in Canaan, C-A-N-A-A-N?
I'd say Canaan, yeah.
Okay, so basically they've seen giants from what I can tell.
Right.
And here it is. I have to prepare for it. And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who come of the Nephilim, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we are in their sights.
Okay.
Not real sure what that... I think he's just saying, like, they can see them, they can see, you know.
Right.
So anyways, but that's the two times that Nephilim are brought up in the Bible. But that is a good point about David and Goliath.
See, I always thought David or Goliath was a giant, and that's why...
Yeah, I didn't really do much church stuff when I was younger, but that's kind of what I was always under the impression of, is that Goliath was...
It's more of a life lesson, really.
I thought they both were giants, David and
Goliath. David was a small...
No, Goliath David was small, Goliath was
he
big.
He spun his little rocks or something and chunked them.
Hit him right in the head. Yep.
Yeah, beat that giant with some rocks.
Do you think that's how God felt about that, Toby?
I don't know.
He wasn't like, yeah, beat that giant.
Apparently so, because he won. So
yeah.
So, you know what this sounds like to me, though, is that anything that abnormal showed up back then, it was like, oh, sin.
Pretty much.
We're not used to that sin.
Well, I mean, it was kind of like
but
that.
But I'm a big believer in the Bible. I better say this. I am a Christian before I say that, but that's how it's kind of like you can portray that as.
Well, look at the witch trials. You guys talked about that before. I mean,
yeah, they could have used that for some good.
They could have. I like witches, FYI.
So again, like I said, some people believe that these giants are offsprings of either angels, fallen angels, demons, and humans.
Right.
Some kind of crossbreed, and that's what's causing this.
It just depends on the culture, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're not supposed to be racist, but obviously that's kind of like a race war.
What, the giants?
Angels don't breed with the humans.
Humans, like, no. Well, look at Greek mythology. The gods were always screwing humans and having half babies.
Look at Hercules.
Right.
He's a half-breed.
Yeah, look at Hercules.
So, one thing that I found was that a lot of people believe that giants were actually Neanderthals.
Oh,
Because I guess they had larger brains and stuff, so they would have bigger skulls and stuff. Most of them would have been around 6 foot. So what comes after Neanderthal? Like, what was the next step?
Man, don't get me to lying about our evolution.
Well, what my thought process is I wonder if the next evolution saw the Neanderthals. I can't say it anymore. Wow, I said it good twice, and now I can't say it anymore. So it makes me wonder if, like, they saw that last race, the last few of that Neanderthal race, and that's where, like, the story grows from is, you know, oh, they were bigger. And you know, when you pass down a story for generations and stuff, it becomes, oh, they were these great, big, huge. So maybe, I mean, that's a theory.
Well, it's also been theorized that these different groups did live at the same time.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's very possible that they saw one group was like, they're a foot taller, they're giants.
Right, and they were just, they were more muscular, they were bigger, they had bigger bones, thicker bones, they had bigger joints and stuff, like just everything about
larger foreheads.
Yeah, they were just bigger, and you know, that's where we could get the giants from.
I saw an interesting thing on the Cyclops, because the Cyclops was supposed to be a giant.
Oh yeah.
What they think it was, have you ever seen the skull of an elephant?
Yeah.
It looks like what you would imagine the description of a cyclops to be in Greek mythology. So somebody saw this skull of just an elephant, just the skull, no other distinguishing features, and thought, holy crap, that must have been a huge human with one eye in the middle, because it looks like it has a socket right there in the center. You let your imagination run wild. And that's where Cyclopses, you know, that's a theory as to where Cyclops, the story of the Cyclopses came from.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've jumped ahead to our final thoughts.
Oh, okay.
But no. It's, you know, a lot of it, this could be just a lot of confusion, a lot of like that. I've never heard that idea for Cyclops. That's pretty cool.
Right.
I mean, it could just be...
It could just be storytelling, too.
Yeah, imaginations.
Right, because, you know, we don't spin good yarns, you know, tell good stories. You know, 1,000 years from now, what are they going to see about our culture?
Oh, I know.
You know, look at all just the stories that we made up in comic books alone. Somebody's going to take that as real.
Yes.
1,000 years from now.
Right.
Look at how many times New York was destroyed, you know.
And hear the praise of Spider-Man as he saved the city.
Right. All hail Thor, slayer of giants.
Right. Well, let's take a small break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a very peculiar clip of a Japanese Nephilim.
Ooh.
So we will be right back.
Spoiler alert.
Hey there, Timmy.
It's Bobby.
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Were you ever a child?
No.
Well, then do we have the podcast for you.
Wow, gee willikers.
Here at Turning Back the Pages podcast, we strive for excellence in children and young adult literature. We read and give in-depth reviews and overviews so that you know what's going on in the book and you know what we think.
Bark, bark, bark. Shh, calm down, Brian.
Who names their dog Brian?
I do.
That's just lame.
Oh, sorry, Brian.
Turning Back the Pages podcast has been rated by top scientists.
Yes, I am top scientist, and I agree with this statement wholeheartedly. Now, where's my check?
So, Timmy.
It's Bob.
I don't care. You should check us out.
Oh boy, where can we find you?
You can find us at the Ace Podcast Network, along with several other really fabulous podcasts.
Like what?
Go and have a look for yourself. And remember, Timmy, keep turning those pages.
I'm trying, but the pages are hurting my hands.
Hey there, fellow podcast fans. Do you love comic books and especially Swamp Thing? Get out of the bayou. So do we. Come check out the Parlapod Show, the world's only podcast dedicated to the muck-encrusted mockery of a man himself, Swamp Thing. This is some serious arcane audio. We also have a sister show, Splurch, where we dive into the world of comics and all the crazy aspects of life. Give us a listen at Parlapod.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, our YouTube YouTube channel, visit our site, parlapod.com, and consider supporting our Patreon for some really cool rewards and exclusive content. Check us out on podcastradionetwork.net every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join the conversation on Twitter by following at Parlapod. We'll see you in the swamps. In the swamps. In the swamps. In the swamps.
And we are back. So if you go to YouTube and Google Japanese Nephilim, Kristen is over there watching it right now.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Okay, so
it reminds me of Mortal Kombat or something.
So will you explain to the audience what you're watching, since this is an audio only podcast? You'll have to go Google this on, or
it's
YouTube
great
this
visuals. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's almost as if they're throwing a parade because they're proud of their giant. And this dude is freaking, he's huge. But I'd say he's only probably, honestly, 10 foot.
Okay. But now explain like the color of the video.
The color is like old like film, like it's kind of like the tannish grayish kind of color.
Okay, so if you had to set this in a time period, what year do you think that is?
Maybe 1950s.
Yeah, I'd put it 40s, 50s. Okay.
So it has,
and the dude looks like he's wearing like five sheets as a diaper because they don't know how to dress him because he can't wear clothes. His feet, they're bigger than the horse.
She's in shock right now. Okay.
This is how I was when I first watched it, too, though.
Yeah, because if you watch it,
it'll blow your mind.
It will. It'll blow your mind. So, Japanese Nephilim.
So, I'd say, real quick, have your listeners pause it real quick.
Yeah, pause right here.
Watch it real quick, Japanese and then come Nephilim. Back so we don't spoil it for you.
Okay. And
me?
We're back.
No, we're talking to
you've unpaused now, and you're listening.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are saying this is the hard evidence that there was a giant in Japan. And I'm sorry to say that this old footage that looks like it's from World War II.
It's not very long ago, I don't think.
This footage comes out of a movie from 2007 called Big Man Japan. I didn't watch the movie myself.
You
but
tell me that he's CGI'd in or something?
Hold on. The movie is about a man who becomes a giant to protect Japan from giant monsters, right? And they're talking, they have this clip and it's showing that particular black and white clip. And they're talking about, you know, what a great honor it is to have someone protecting Japan at all times. But the guy that's doing it now that becomes the giant is a train wreck and just destroys more. He does more harm than he does good. And that's what they're, okay, like, did you ever see the movie, what was the Will Smith movie where he was a superhero, but he was a terrible superhero? Hitchcock?
Hitchcock, yeah.
Hancock.
Okay, so it's like that. Such a good movie, though. It's basically that story, but instead of being a superhero, it's a giant that defends Japan. So what someone has done is splice that away so it looks like, oh, this is evidence of a giant. And the only thing is, it looks like in the movie, like I've only watched little clips of it, but the CGI looks better in black and white. Well, or however they did the giant, looks better in black and white than it does in the actual movie.
I feel like I've been robbed. I really thought it was real.
Well, but to keep the conspiracy going, a lot of people believe that that is real footage spliced in with that movie. That's what a lot of people are trying to say. They're like, so like when you say, oh, that's out of a movie, they counter back with, yeah, but that's actual footage.
I might have to watch this movie because I'm looking it up on IMDb right now and it looks hilarious.
It looks
honestly
ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've watched a little bit of it because I wanted to compare the black and white footage to the, because I wanted to see if there is a difference. But like I said, it looks better in black and white than it does in color.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know. It's fake, though. Let's just, it's fake.
What the fuck?
Because Toby says it is. Therefore, it is. DBJ has spoken.
So now we are going to talk about the Lovelock Cave in Nevada.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Someone's excited.
Break the microphones.
Yeah, my bad.
Mic check.
Yeah, mic check. Hey, it's working. Anyway, go ahead. I'm not familiar with this.
In 1911, several giant skeletons and ancient artifacts were found in the cave of Lovelock in Nevada. They were mining, which Lovelock is about 80 miles northeast of Reno, and the miners found mummies preserved in dry bat droppings.
Hmm.
The mummies were from 6.5 feet to 8 feet, and they had red hair.
Ginger mummy.
Ginger mummy giants. that's a combination.
Shout out to the gingers
and the mummies and giants.
It's like a trifecta.
Yeah, so this has to be real already.
Perfect woman right there. For me.
What?
Oh, redheads do it anyway.
He likes redheads that are tall, that are mommies.
Right.
Gotcha.
Tall redhead. Mommies. That'd be a glorious death.
Are we talking like orange head? Or like redhead.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah. Let's get back on track. So we found the ginger.
Rudy's dark headed, everybody. Of course he like a redhead.
They called these giants, give me a break on this, Sitecah. Sitecah. And they were a tribe of cannibalistic giants. So the story goes that they were in war with the...
I think it's Sitaka.
What did I say? Did I say Sai? Yeah, I like Sitaka better. But they were in a war with the Paiutes. P-A-I-U-T-E-S.
Paiutes.
And they blocked them in to the cave and they set it on fire. Most of the artifacts were lost in the fire or destroyed during the mining, but the skulls can be found in the Humboldt Museum in Winnemucca, Nevada.
All I'm saying is in that movie, they were all humbled about having the giant, but all it took was them blocking them in a cave and setting them on fire, and they were done.
They have some of the skulls at that museum, and for some reason, they aren't on display. I don't know why.
I wonder why.
But a few people have asked. I saw reports of like a few people asking the people that run it if they could see them, and they showed them with no problem. So if you go there, you have to specifically say, y'all got any ginger giant mummies heads in here? And I guess they'll show
it's
you.
Like drug dealing of giants.
You got to scratch your neck and walk up to them all shady like, hey.
I'm looking for some ginger giants.
Ginger giant you mummies?
You
got some?
Oh my God.
So one of the articles I read shows the most definite proof that these are giant skulls. They had a modern dental plaster sitting inside the giant's jawline.
Right.
And it looks like it's 3 or 4 times bigger than the normal human modern.
What if it's not line. A giant? What if it's just like a giant ape or a giant monkey? Don't they have almost the same teeth as us?
It could be. Why not? Another source says that picture does no justice because it doesn't have the rest of the bone structure. Like, it just has the outline of the teeth. It doesn't have the jawline. It doesn't have everything else that goes along with it. So it's kind of hard to, like, you're trying to compare, like, a quarter of what you're trying to compare, you know? But I will say, if you're looking at the pictures, the teeth on the giant mummy skull look larger than the modern day teeth. If that has anything to do with anything. But yeah, so people have already tried to say that they're debunking it, saying that.
Shout out to Darwin.
Could be the missing link and we're just dismissing it as fake.
Right. Well, and they're not, I don't think they're debunking it like completely. They're just debunking that one particular picture of the guy trying to compare and be like, look how much bigger it is. Because they are. The teeth look bigger and wider to me, but...
Talking about that one right there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you see?
What, did you just search?
I just started looking up the giants of Nevada.
And you found it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You scroll through the pictures enough, you come across it.
Yeah, but that could be almost like a 7-foot man, though. I mean, that's...
I don't know.
Even like when... Okay, so even in that movie that, like I was saying, like, people of Asian descent, there's some of them that are, like, really short. So, like, even if you were to put the shortest, like, Asian up against this giant, this dude could only be like 10 foot. So, I mean, When I think giant, I'm thinking like freaking 30 giant, foot. Yeah. Like
20, 30 footers.
Beanstalk giant.
But see, like. I think that's where all of us, because that's what I would think too. I would think someone the size of a damn 2 or 3 story building, you know, not someone that would bump their head on my ceiling, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, but yeah.
Because maybe that's normal height, then maybe we've modernized to the short people.
I got something on that in a little while.
So, say it goes back to the storytelling back then, you know, not trying to wrap their heads around something that's a little bit different. If you did have a tribe of people that were slightly taller than you, they're giants, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah, instead of saying, oh, well, they're taller than me, maybe they're like, yeah, and we went and we saw their tribe and they're giant. Like, they're way bigger than us. They're just giants.
And what,
like,
better way to invoke fear into a group than coming back with this grand story of these giant people, even though they're not really that much bigger.
Just right. A shadow in the right. Fire. Right. And it's not even really a giant.
Exactly.
The tiniest man in the world.
So, you know.
Well, let's take one more break. And when we come back, I'm going to try to change your mind. Because we're going to talk about the
Kandahar?
Giant of Kandahar.
You will never change my mind, Toby.
I don't know. You're going to hear the eyewitness testimony of one of the soldiers who is completely anonymous.
Of course he is.
Yes. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
All right.
What's up, everybody? This is your man, Adam, from the Mike Kings Podcast. Telling you guys to give us a listen on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and follow us on Twitter at The Mike Kings. We talk about pop culture, movies, games, TV shows, anything that's interesting to today's millennials. Give us a listen. I promise you'll enjoy it. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey there, everybody. This is Goobs.
And I'm Ripken.
And we are the Rossel Nerds.
And we hope you are enjoying this episode of the Secret Transmission Podcast.
Because I know we are, folks.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Rassle Nerds.
And watch us on YouTube because we talk all things wrestling and all things nerdy.
Take care.
Okay, so we are back and we're going to listen to a clip, just a very short clip of a man who I think how it was described is, this is a man that heard of the unit that actually... Okay, let me give a little backstory on what happened first.
Okay.
So, a unit went missing in Afghanistan.
Okay.
Or some... Where's Kandahar? Where is it? Is that...
Kandahar. Because Kandahar may be someplace different, and you could be really confusing someone.
Well, so. I know it's 2002, so it's... We're in that area, mostly, right?
Yeah, should be. Anyway, I hope.
Yeah, otherwise, you know. I don't know what we were doing. Anyway,
yes,
so,
you're right. It is Afghanistan.
Okay, so it's Afghanistan. One unit has gone missing, and another one goes in and to try to find them, to see what's going on, to see if they've been ambushed, to see if someone, you know, whatever.
Right.
And this guy has heard through the grapevine, so this is the first guy.
We would come back to the base, and we started hearing this rumor about a unit that killed what they started calling this really tall person. At first, I didn't think anything of it, and come to find out that the person that they killed actually was 3 times the size of a man, had extra digits on their hand and digits on their feet, and had red hair, and a special unit had come in and wanted this target.
So, like I said, Afghanistan, 2002, military... unit went on patrol. They went missing. They went into this remote area to search for the other people. Did you hear what the giant's description was?
Yeah, red hair.
Red hair. Had extra digits.
Yeah, extra, like, fingers and extra toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to listen to one of the men, and he stays anonymous.
Right.
But both these guys do. This man was one that saw this beast.
Okay, so the first guy is hearing from someone who heard from someone, kind of like telephone gamed it.
Right.
Okay, so I'm kind of dubious on that because you know how stories can progress through storytelling. So
I mean, it's fairly the same. Like, but this guy who is actually there goes into more detail on it.
So. Okay, I'm kind of curious now.
We're going to listen to the first part of it.
So we flew in. They're about 4 kilometers. We're hiking through the same area where they were supposed to make one of their checkpoints, you know, one of their rally points.
And before we left, there was all kinds of what happened, were they ambushed? But that was even odd because at point of ambush, you would call for maybe close air support, something, okay? There was no calls made, you just off the bridge. So we're coming down a mountainside, and it was a nice path, a goat path. As we bent around this corner, you could see this opening of the cave. There's a cave as we're coming around. And then I see there's a lot of rocks, which is another oddity, and then bone matter. I'm not close enough to identify what kind of bones, but I did see something I knew was a piece of our communications equipment. So instantly, we're thinking ambush, maybe animal, could be anything. And there was enough room in front of this cave, but it had a sheer drop-off. But there was enough room that we actually got into a decent dispersal in case of ambush.
So he's saying, things are a little odd and out of place. And then right. He sees bones, and then he sees their communication equipment. Now, the way I imagine it is it seems like it's kind of on a hill a little bit.
There's like a drop-off.
Then there's a drop-off, but then there's a cave.
But there's enough of a ledge for them to maneuver around and move around if they need to do something.
Right.
But I'm trying to listen to this, and I'm completely distracted by...
The sound effects,
the music.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell's going on over here?
The interview is a good interview, but they added, I'm cutting out a bunch of the sound effects.
Right.
Because there's, a good 20 seconds in a second of the monster going...
Right. There's, radio chatter in one little section. Yeah. It's
they're just trying to make it very dramatic, but they went overboard with their production.
And I'm, sitting here going, I just want to hear the interview, and I can't. I can't hear the interview because I'm trying to listen to all the little sound bites they're throwing in. And
right.
To me, it takes away from what could be a really neat clip. So
at this point, something actually comes out of the cave at an incredible speed, and it catches everyone off guard. So okay. Everyone's kind of dazed, what is this?
Right.
And here's more of his story.
And he comes out. It was a man at least 12 to 15 feet. This is a monster. Red beard. Then his hair was long. Past the shoulder, a scarlet red, and Dan runs at him and starts shooting, which broke all of us into the reality.
Like he says, it's a giant man. He has a red beard, and one of the men named Dan begins to shoot, and that's kind of the point where everyone snaps out of it and they realize this is reality.
Right.
And I guess they all begin to fire on the giant, and Dan started it.
Because he said it was about 12 to 15 feet tall.
Yes.
And it long, what did he say, not shoulder, was it shoulder length or past the shoulders? Red hair.
I don't even
And
remember.
A big red beard.
Yeah, yeah.
So, gives you a good visual on the size of this dude.
Kind of like a big Viking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
But red hair.
I thought Vikings had red hair.
Yeah, but we're talking about the Middle East, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched Vikings on TV. They have blonde
hair. While Dan is moving at him, another bro of mine's laying down fire, and I start firing. He skewers Dan. He's now got him on this pike. It went through. He's still got him. He's coming after more. We all just clicked in. I don't know what it was, but I remember we're all like, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. And our weapons components were M4. We had 308s, and we had AR-15s. This is sounding longer than it took. We're talking 30 seconds. And he's taking multiple hits, and is still moving.
Dan is on a pike.
Uh-huh.
And they're shooting the giant in the face.
And he rattles off all the different types of weapons they have that they're shooting him
right.
with.
I mean, they've got some heavy-duty firepower, and
right.
giant's not just falling over quick.
Yeah, he's taking a beating.
So let's see what Dan's fate was.
Dan was dead, okay? And why is a good man, probably one of the best men I know, now dead? Before I'd left, they were already starting what they call a 9-line, which is a medevac request. They're sending out a medevac request, then all of a sudden it's not a medevac request. All of a sudden we had a helicopter show up because, like I told you, it was a large precipice. in a sheer drop. So the helicopter just came up from the drop. They had dropped netting, which is like cargo netting. It's like squares. We were told we had to bundle him up. And we get another bigger helicopter, but it's almost like a Jolly Green Giant used to look back in the day, that could get, you know, through this area. Because the mountains, you got to remember, Chinooks could only go in certain places because they had enough lift. Mm-hmm. And so we got him on there. The thing was too big. We couldn't move it. It smelled worse than a skunk. A corpse that's been around for a while.
Really fell.
Oh, it was like a combination because of the, how do you put that, the persistence of a skunk smell. But once the helicopter came in, dropped its little hook, and off he goes. The communication was sent out. We had a very large possible human creature.
So yeah, that's apparently what happened in Afghanistan in 2002 with the giant of...
The Giants of Kandahar.
Kandahar.
Yeah.
So, this case has been brought up on Coast to Coast AM. Like you said earlier, the giant apparently had six fingers and six toes on each hand and foot. They eventually... one thing I read said that they believe that it weighed between 1,100 pounds and 1,500 pounds. They think 1,100 pounds... But something about they fired so many rounds into it that it's 1,500. I don't know. It didn't really make sense.
How would they know unless they've...
Well, this is just what they were like.
Like one, speculating?
Yeah. One of the people that saw it, with finger quotes, says, apparently after the unit got back to the base, they were debriefed and told that they had to keep it all a secret. And they even had to sign a non-disclosure form.
Huh.
So...
How good did that work?
Yeah, right?
I want to know who Dan was. Is that a real name or is that a...
Oh, yeah. Did he change it for the story?
Right. Could you look at some death records of Dan in Afghanistan in 2002? See if, you know...
I don't know. Can you do that? I don't know how that works. You would think that would be public knowledge.
Right.
But I don't know. Apparently that giant was eventually transported to a secret military base in Ohio. Never heard from again.
Well, yeah, they shot him to death, so they're, you know.
Okay, so here's one thing I want to poke a hole in the story.
Okay.
So, our mysterious soldier man says that he saw bones and some of their equipment. Where is the flesh and the meat and the blood also? Are you telling me this giant picked up this person and just... Just suck the meat, the blood, and the, you know, everything, and then threw the bone over into the corner.
Right.
That's one thing. Like, if he would have been like, there was blood everywhere, didn't make sense. Where's the clothes? Giant ate all this? Like, did they... That's one little thing that I'm... If I were to be able to ask this guy questions, like, okay, where was everything else? Where was the blood? Where's... And then also, he says, how bad the corpse smells of the giant, but they just killed it.
Right.
And I know it's probably hot and stinky in Afghanistan, but still, like, if you literally just killed it and then you had your people send in helicopters, I don't think it would be longer than an hour,
well,
2 hours?
Okay, I don't think he's meaning that the corpse itself stunk. I'm just thinking he meaned that the overall smell of the creature was horrible. Yeah.
I could see that. That makes more sense. But that was just one of the other questions I had.
So he was part of the unit that was looking for the first unit, right?
Right.
So is he trying to tell us that the first unit was eaten by this thing? Or they found this cave and were eaten by this thing?
Well, he kind of implies that because he's like, you know, there was bones and I saw some of our communication equipment. So that's what I always, well, that's what I believed when I was listening to this and reading about it, is that he believes that the first unit was killed by... And you know what? Let's say this is real.
Okay.
Completely real. The government... If the government wanted to keep this a secret for whatever reason...
Right.
All they have to do is say, yeah, that unit was killed in a... they hit a landmine. You know, they can cover that up very easily if... if they needed
helicopter
to.
Helicopter crash?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that happens all the time. So even, I guess, even if we went to, if they had some kind of public database where you could see everything, they could still make it look like Dan was, old Dan, he was
killed in combat.
Yeah.
Had a giant pike run through his
friendly
chest.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to decide.
I don't know. You're right, though. His story...
It's such a weird story to make up, though.
Even the way he's trying to word his military terminology doesn't sound like he's exactly part of the military. It's like he knows the jargon, but he never really knew...
Stolen Valor!
You know...
Stolen Valor!
Yeah.
Have you seen those videos?
No. Yeah. I know what you're... Okay, yeah. Something about the way he was telling this story, too, was a little off.
It just... I don't know. What do you think of this, that little story so
It's a
far?
Neat story.
It'd be a cool movie. Really,
yeah.
I think. Have this awesome, like, battle, and they're trying to survive. Now, of course, he says it only lasted for about 30 seconds.
Right.
But it'd be much cooler if it was, like, this unsuspecting...
It'd be cooler to see what happened to the first team. Speculation.
Now, see, that's where you do the flashback. You have the second team meet up with one survivor, and then they explain what happened, and then you can have the flashback. And see, let's write this. Copywritten 2017 Secret Transmission podcast.
Or you do the whole movie's the first team, and then you have the second team come in and kill it.
Right.
At the end of the movie, yeah.
What do you think, Kristen, of the...
Dude, it would be a great survival horror flick.
Do you think that this man is speaking the truth of the giant?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to differentiate, like, what they're thinking of as a giant, because, like...
Well, I mean, they clearly said
that
it's
12 foot
tall.
Well, I know, but, like...
They said that it's so big that they had to have a helicopter, like, drop nets and carry it underneath it.
Like, what'd they do with it, though? I mean, I know they took it to Ohio, but, like, no one noticed this gigantic thing being flown around.
That's a good point.
It's like a Godzilla being flown around or something.
I mean, do you think the story has any truth to it?
God. Not really.
Another point, too, though. That was 15 years ago, 2002, right?
Right.
Still not quite the age of having a camera everywhere like we are now.
That's true, too.
A lot of people don't realize it. Even back in the early 2000s, we weren't very camera happy yet.
Yeah, why is Dan the only one to come forward, though?
Right. Why? I had a brick phone, for crying out loud.
It sounds
so.
Like Dan doesn't have enough money after retiring, and
he
needs more money.
Dan died. Dan's dead.
Yeah, Dan died.
But when he was telling the story, he wasn't dead, though.
No, that guy, that's a different guy. We don't know what this guy's name is. He's mysterious soldier number 3.
I don't know. I just wonder if he's the only one who came forward, though. Because if he did, then that really doesn't do good for
the
story.
If you have, like, the whole unit coming in and saying, like, this is what happened.
Right.
And breaking their silence.
But you have one guy. I guess he didn't sign the non-disclosure agreement.
Right.
That's what I said. Someone didn't follow it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I get there's probably people out there that are, you know, like 12 foot tall, and they probably just don't come out of their house or like because for this purpose, you know, people asking questions. Like the other day I saw online, it was like on Pinterest actually. Yes, I'm a Pinterest getter over here, but my house looks nice, don't it? And there was a card. It was like one of the funny meme things and a card that this kid made. And it was like he's a really tall kid. So he went ahead and made a card. So when it answered all the questions. And on the card, it pretty much said, yeah, I'm tall. I know. Crazy, huh? And then it was like, I'm this tall. No, I've never played basketball. The weather's great up here, but thanks for asking. Nice to meet you. He hands it out to people.
Oh, nice.
So they don't have to
ask the 1,000 questions. Because, you know, being 5'2", I've kind of, like, come into, like, not saying that anymore. But used to, you know, like, it was like, dang, he's fucking tall. Like, how tall are you? You know, it's kind of hard not to ask somebody how tall they are whenever they're towering and having to bend underneath things. But some people don't embrace it like others do.
So that giant's sighting, killing, murder. They murdered that giant.
Pretty much.
Was in 2002.
Right.
Is that You think that's the last case that we've had of giants?
Knowing you and knowing this show, probably not.
Nope, Toby. That's it.
Good really? Night, what?
Oh, no, no. Just kidding.
Wow.
In 2014,
yeah.
In 2014, skeletons up to about 9 or 10 feet were discovered in Ecuador and Peru after a flood uncovered them. Russell DeMint, a British anthropologist, had heard stories from the locals in these areas about an ancient race of friendly pale-skinned giants. He was actually able to examine one of the female skeletons. He concluded that she lived about 600 years ago, and she was about 8 foot tall and was perfectly healthy. After that, they dug for more, and they found some that were up to 10 foot tall. They haven't given out any more information until their work is done. So that's very little is known about that. Right. That was 2014.
I've actually heard about those.
I just had a huge weird thought. I'm like in Aurora mode over here, and I'm like, ooh, what if aliens aren't small and tiny? And what if those cigar-shaped things are actually like their body capsules and they're giants coming to the Earth?
So it's really funny that you say aliens. Kristen.
Wow, look at you jumping the shark.
On my game tonight.
I don't even get the sound effect. Kristen does.
And I'm going to put it in right here. So, another giant head found in Peru might not just be a typical giant head, it may actually be an alien giant head.
And I don't even do research, guys.
We know.
So, these were discovered by Renato De Villa Requilimi.
Oh, he's fake.
Yeah. And he works for the Privado Ritos Andinos Museum in Cusco in southern eastern Peru. Whew, that was a lot of...
Gringo Bandito.
I messed up so many words there, and everyone can just deal with it.
Muchacho.
I don't
Museum?
Go to the Gringo Bandito Museum.
The Gringo Bandito Muchacho Museum.
I am the
Gringo. Oh my God.
Wow. I am the Gringo Museum.
Arriba.
Anyways.
Anyway.
So all those hard words are out of the way now.
Yeah.
I'll probably hit more in a minute. So they found two sets of the skeletal remains. Only one was in a decent condition to where they could examine it. The head was almost as big as the body, which was about 20 inches. So I'm thinking the body being the torso.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I imagine anyways.
Right.
So 20 inches, that's what? Almost 2 foot. So the head's almost 2 foot big?
2 foot long.
How big is a normal head?
The torso's 2 foot, so the head's 2 foot? No.
That's what they were saying.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
Research doesn't lie. Unless I got it way wrong.
Oh, man.
What's weird, though, is the stretching of the skull is kind of an ancient tradition. Around the world, a lot of cultures do it.
So there is a soft spot on the skull and called an open frontonale, which is a characteristic of a children in their first year of life. Yet the skull also has two large molars like an older human would have. So
it's not a frontonal?
Frontonal. That's it. What did I say?
Frontonale?
Frontonale. Close enough.
It's Italian.
It's a caption.
Yeah.
It's an Italian.
Frontonale.
It's a dessert in Italy.
Would you like some frontonale with your noodles?
Yeah. Anyways.
Frontonale.
Frontonale.
Jesus.
So basically, it's got characteristics of a child, and it's got characteristics of an adult. You know, so that's what makes it. Is it a baby giant? Or, I don't know.
We'll never know.
Well,
that's horrible. That's horrible.
Three anthropologists from Spain and Russia agreed that this skull is not human being at all.
Oh, so what would it be then?
I don't know. One theory of why people believe this is a human skull is due to the fact that it may have been a tribal ritual like Rudy was talking about. To practice skull elongation, to signify group affiliation or social status in that group.
Ooh, or another theory.
Ears.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I bumped the mic again. Another theory is that they are emulating their gods, too.
Which would be the aliens.
That's one way to look at it, but yeah. Some cultures did the skull binding to emulate their gods.
Well, see, I think it's mainly the Mayans, North American natives, and Australian Aborigines are some of these that practice this technique.
Right.
I've been practicing your reading.
Huh?
Been practicing your reading. Aborigines, that's a hard one.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
right, yeah, kind of completely lost. Yeah,
I feel like
I'm shocked.
Everyone needs to just hug right now and shut the fuck up, you guys.
And the Anthros.
I hate y'all. Okay, so there's three different types of styles.
Praising him. And,
no, yeah. Y'all are making fun of me.
No, we were not.
There are three different styles of the binding.
Skull binding.
Skull binding that they would use. So there was the flat, the round, and the conical. Like, I guess, cone.
Flat,
cone
like
heads.
Flatten their nose and stuff?
Well, hold on.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused on that
one. So, you know, they would wrap their head in tight cloth for whatever shape they're trying to get. If they're trying to make it a cone, if they're whatever they're trying to do. Or to flatten it, they would place two pieces of wood on the head and tighten it. And they'd do this.
Oh, like make it almost like a square shape. Like flatten it from the top and the.
Yeah, like.
From the
forehead.
Forehead and the chin.
Oh, that is so, weird.
For some reason, I was thinking like pancaking it or something.
Well, I mean, kind of like forehead in the back of the
they
head.
They were waffling it, not pancaking it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They would, obviously they do this to infants, like in the early stages. They would do it from, they would start like, I guess about a month after the baby was born, and they'd do it for about 6 months. So, because, you know, that's the pretty crucial time in developmental stages of the baby. Y'all are looking at me like I'm an idiot, so
no.
I'm getting really self-conscious.
No, because I've heard this before. Yeah, they would. You have to do it then because that's when everything's growing.
Right.
You can't.
Well, she was just staring at me like I was an asshole. And
no,
I'm like,
okay. So I have a blank look because, and I'll tell you why. Because when you talk about binding and like you're talking about like from infants, for some reason, I don't know if y'all have ever seen it, but they make cats. They have cats that they do that to.
What?
Yes, so they have like, so whenever, I don't know, when I was in high school, I found this website where they were selling cats, and it showed you like the binding of cats to where you would choose your vase that you wanted to have your shape of your cat, and then they would grow your cat in that vase. Kid you fucking not. I had to find out what it is.
Yeah, find that. And
it's kind of like the neck stretching that they still practice in parts of China.
Or look at the gauges. Ooh, the worst one is the binding of the feet. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, my God,
I feel like
yeah.
I'm binding my feet when I wear a size 6 and I wear a size 7.
It's disgusting.
Because yeah, small feet were considered almost
sexy.
Divine and sexy. Mm, yeah.
Small, so. Tiny feet. So, some other possible fake pictures you may have seen or may find on the internet if you just search, you know, pictures of giant skulls or whatever, right. Or skeletons. There's one that claims that it's from India in the 1930s.
Found it.
I know which one you're talking about.
There's one that was apparently found in Wisconsin in 1912. There's one in Brazil. There's one in Spain. Harvard Medical School skull in 1890s. That one's fake too.
Bless you.
A giant skull found in a dried up New Zealand lake bed in 1934. India desert skull found in the empty quarters. And there's a bunch more.
Right.
I did want to note that modern humans are taller than those of the 18th and 19th century.
Uh-huh.
Over the past 150 years, the average height of people has increased about 4 inches. So let's just say that there was more oddities. Like, you know, we went over the world's tallest man, which, what was he, like 8'11" or something like that?
Yeah, almost 9 feet, yeah.
Yeah. Let's say those kind of oddities were more common back, I don't know, 600 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Like we said, I mean, if you go back 600 years ago, we were shorter. If we're going by this average of every 150 years, we're about 4 inches taller.
I see where you're going with this. We would have been 4-foot-ish.
Yeah. Let's just say we're 5 foot.
Okay.
And you see an 8 foot tall man. That is double your height.
Yeah.
Almost. I mean,
you're, it's a giant. You're going to freak out.
So that's when I'm trying to figure out is if there's a giant, that's one of the things I come to a conclusion is how much more often were people 7 and 8 foot back then, and how much shorter were we back then?
Okay, I got you.
And over the years, you got to think, let's say this. I'm just throwing some stuff out there because I know we know enough about history to go back and see how tall civilization has been in certain regions.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say in a certain region, people are 8 foot tall, and that's just their people are 8 foot tall.
Right.
Now, in another region, we've got people that are 5 foot tall. When you start crossing the DNA lines, do you think it's going to average out to like to where it slowly like and slowly
six footish,
and that's where we're at right now? Because people, just United States, you know, there's all kinds of different nationalities here, and who's to say that we haven't slowly been crossbreeding? Sounds like a weird way to put it.
No, but that's an accurate way to put it.
But like to where we no longer have that certain gene that keeps us at 5 foot or the certain gene that keeps us at 8 foot.
Right.
We've kind of just like mishmashed. I don't know. That's my.
You think we like bred ourselves into not being too short but not being too tall?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or do you think the shorter ones kill off the taller ones for whatever reasons?
I don't know. I just imagine. Now I'm imagining a battle of. Of really tall people just with their hands out on the little short ones as they're swinging.
Trying to swing their swords.
Come here.
I'm going to stab you. No, you're not.
I don't know. But that's just one thought that I kept having as I was thinking, man, or do I believe in this? I believe in the giants? What do you think?
You have too many stories throughout history in pretty much every culture. Every religion has the story of giants.
A lot of cultures have the story of the flood too, though.
Right. Almost, well, actually every one of them has the story of the flood.
Right.
So I'm seeing there's a little grain of truth in there somewhere, but I just don't know. Like you said, I don't know how to pinpoint it. I don't know where, you know, the line crosses between what is real and what is not.
Right.
You know, and like you said,
we could all used to have been 7 foot and then there could have been a taller person. Just like now you see a 7 foot person and we're like 5 foot and 6 foot. So, I mean, it could, like, just, you know, like, it could have been, right. I mean. And
story exaggerations. Everyone, let's say everyone was 5 foot back then. They come across a 7 foot person. Oh, my God, a giant. They run and tell everyone, and, this, you know, the world freaks out.
Right. Well, and, like, your story with the Cyclops, you know, and it's just an elephant skull, and it just looks unfamiliar. It's a big, unfamiliar thing.
Right.
Jack and the Beanstalk caused some turmoil and some craziness. Everybody's scared of giants.
Right. Good old Jack.
So where do you stand right now? Giants, yay or nay?
I'm going to say there's a little kernel in there somewhere. It's just finding out where the truth turns into the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where does it become real? Where does real become fake? And fake become real?
Since I've went over a couple of different little things, the Afghanistan 2002...
Some about his story's off. I'm gonna say I don't believe it.
What do you think, Kristen?
I think that we could possibly have giants, but I don't know what scale they're putting them up to, and that's what's kind of hard for me. It's like, are you putting them to a 20-foot scale? Absolutely, that's a giant. Are you saying that modern day man who's 8 foot is a giant? Yeah, I can see that, but. I don't know. I've never seen what they're considering a giant. Now, I know that they're unburying, like, day by day, that there's, like, in Egyptian time, that they're saying there was giants, and that's being brought up, and they're unburying them. But I don't know. I believe, like, if, like I said to you, like, if someone, like me right now, I see somebody who's 8 foot, that's a giant. But what if we used to all be 8 foot and then somebody else was like 14 foot or something? Yeah, they're, you know. So if I was 5 foot seeing a 14 foot man, then I would say it's a giant, but it's very rare. I mean, you don't see anybody that's less than like 8 foot or more than like 8 foot.
I want to see a skeleton. 9 foot
now. Yeah.
I want to see an ancient scale. I want an actual display of someone way over 9 feet, 9 to 10 feet. Give me something like that, and I'll.
Well, 9 foot's the world's tallest man, so.
Right.
I wonder if his bones are displayed anywhere. That'd be cool.
Is he still alive, or is he dead?
No, he's dead. It was like 19.
Oh, that's right. Not like, yeah, like 1940 was.
See, maybe that's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, like maybe we just deplete in size, like, you know, like over time, kind of.
Do you think the Afghanistan story is true, where the man was telling the story about killing the giant and it killed Dan?
I don't know. I could go into a whole other story of that and be like, maybe Afghanistan freaking cloned some freaking giant and they're using it as modern warfare over there. That's my story.
That
I'm sticking to it.
The WMD that we were looking for.
Right.
We were looking for weapons of mass giants.
Yeah.
Don't
know. So like they won't shoot at this ginger giant.
See, that's what I
find like carried him off. It just
you have the
Nevada like
story with the ginger giants, and then you have this guy with the ginger giants too.
Okay, that's one thing that I did find very interesting because that one was in 2002,
right?
And then this the one that they found was 2014. So that is really peculiar.
It's very strange.
What do you think of the alien head one? Do you think that's just the binding, or do you think that's a big weird giant skull? I mean, you had three professionals said that it is not human.
Didn't they do DNA testing on those, and they weren't they able to confirm that there was no human DNA in it at all?
I can't confirm or deny that statement, Rudy. I did not do that much research on that particular case. I should have known that you're going to throw me a curveball.
If it's 2014 and they're finding these human skulls, they should be able to do some kind of DNA testing to determine whether it's human or not.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we need to look more into
maybe
it.
Maybe Marvin the Martian's like gigantic.
What?
What?
Aliens. Aliens are huge.
He was like a tiny little dude.
I know. What Bugs if really Bunny, he's Bugs supposed Bunny. To be?
I got so lost in that
I know,
one.
But I'm saying what if he's really like a giant?
He's not, though, because Bugs Bunny was kicking his ass all over the place.
That's yeah, our what's up, view.
Doc? Yeah, what's up, Doc?
That's our view. What if it's really like aliens are gigantic?
Maybe they are. I watched Twilight Zone. There were some really cool episodes on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to kick on that. But...
Darn right.
You can put this in your bloopers. Bonsai Kitty, go figure. That's from 2000s, and they managed to say that that's a hoax.
Oh, for your little
16 years later, yeah, I find out it's a hoax. I kept it going for 10 years.
Kind of like Pet Rocks.
No, I'm happy, though.
You're happy they don't do that?
I'm happy they don't do that.
Yeah, me too. Well, I think that's it for giants. I don't think I'm a big believer. I think, like I said, I've got my weird little theory of... What if we were taller? What if we were shorter? And we just kind of breed it until we're
average.
Average.
If I was taller, I'd be a model.
Would you?
I'd go for it.
Would you?
I'd go for being a model. Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can only be a certain height if you're a model.
That's not true anymore.
You can be all kinds of.
You can be all kinds of things now. It's 2017. Yeah.
I could be a woman model right now.
I could be. I thought you were. I could be a male model right now.
No, back to what I was going to say real quick, though.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie The Time Machine? Which I never read the book, but right. I've seen the movie. You know how they become a race of, like...
Call them the Morlocks.
What do you mean?
That's what they call them. That's the Morlocks. They dwell underground.
I thought they were, like, in the side of the mountains.
Those were the humans.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, they have all... There's a theory out there, and I can't remember what it's called or anything, so I'm going to sound probably super racist or something, but, like, everyone in like, a couple thousand years, color will not be an issue in a couple thousand years because we will
all blend together.
Yes, eventually we're all going to be a mixture of all races, and that's what I was trying to say with size. Like, do you think that it's something like that? Like, we've already done it with height. Now we're working on becoming one race.
Well, to add on to your theory, and I bumped the mic again because why
you're
not?
Good at that.
They also think that the classic gray aliens that they keep finding these bodies of are actually future us. That we have screwed ourselves to the point of becoming gray, and we, you know, value logic over physical abilities. That's why we're shaped the way we are.
Huh.
I just blew her mind big time.
Ooh, I don't want to be a gray alien thing.
Well, it'll be a couple
thousand
years.
It won't be us. Yeah, it won't be us.
You'll be fine.
But if I can freeze myself, I will.
And that's why they come down and they abduct us and they take organs and reproductive things is because they're compatible. It's because it's us from the future.
Huh. That's an interesting theory. We need to look into that. We need to do an alien episode and look into that. Okay, let's wrap this up.
I just hurt her feelings, I think. I gave her a glimpse of our future and she does not like it at all.
Yeah, I don't want to be gray.
I just think about my future great-great-grandchildren and stuff.
They're either going to be gray or a nice-looking tan
purple.
Color.
Right.
I'll take nice-looking tan color like they've been on the beach.
All right, this is a good spot to end it. Everyone say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate you listening to our show. If you would, please go give us a review and don't forget to subscribe on either iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Satchel, or even YouTube. You can also hear our show on the Podcast Radio Network on podcastradionetwork.net every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, or you can download the Crikey app and tune into 102.6. You can leave us a voicemail at 304-602-7444. You can leave us a suggestion, you can just call to say hi, or you can shout out a happy birthday to your loved ones and whatever you want. We just want to hear from you. Give us a call. You can follow us on Twitter at Secret Transpod. We're also on Instagram at Secret Transpod. We are on Facebook, so go give us a like there. And you can email us at secrettransmission@hotmail.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we hope you come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger?
Hungry?
Well, that's funny. You got a sandwich down there.
I want you to eat your sandwich.